friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
A hilarious declaration from a little kid on the toilet has his dad laughing so hard he's in tears. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Stacy Marshall. This silly kid on a toilet gives a whole new meaning to potty humor. And he had his dad and everyone else cracking up with the funny declaration he makes while using such a silly voice. One of the joys of parenting is potty training. Teaching tiny humans to use the toilet instead of a diaper comes with plenty of challenges, but there can be some pretty funny moments in there too. You never quite know what's going to come out of a toddler's mouth, and in the midst of potty training their toddler, Greg and Danny DeVito got a hilarious surprise. The couple's son, Matt, had just used the potty. And while this kid was on the toilet, he had his parents cracking up as he announced, "I didn't poop, I peed." But it wasn't so much what little Matt said that made it so funny, but rather how he said it. The adorable kid crinkled up his face into a very stern look and used a deep, serious tone while giving his toilet report. "Not sure why he was doing this voice," Danny wrote when sharing the hilarious video online. The tiny tot's earnest declaration had his dad, Greg, cracking up. Matt continued repeating the phrase, using the same booming voice and adding a finger point for extra emphasis. And by this point, Greg is laughing so hard, he's crying. Noticing his dad's tears, darling little Matt became concerned. "You sad, Daddy?" he asked in the sweetest voice. But Greg explained to his son how the tears were from laughing so hard. He assured his little boy he was very happy. Since Matt's declaration had them laughing so hard, Danny and Greg decided to share the funny video of their kid on the toilet. Because we could certainly all use a little more joy and laughter in our lives, right? What the couple didn't expect was for their son's video to go viral. But his hilarious announcement of, "I didn't poop, I peed," instantly became an internet sensation. Folks from all over found themselves laughing just as hard as Greg. Even Kelly Clarkson featured the funny video of this kid on the toilet as part of her "What I'm Liking on Social Media" segment. Children truly are a blessing from the Lord, and this hilarious video captured by Greg and Danny is just a brief glimpse into the joys of parenthood. Kids see the world through a completely different lens than adults, and their fresh perspective and unique personalities can have us cracking up at the most unlikely moments. What a gift. Scientist Stephen Hawking said God doesn't exist. 11-year-old genius is out to prove him wrong. Written by Aaron Brown, read by Stacy Marshall. Sometimes our kids grew up to do extraordinary things, but most don't grow up aspiring to be astrophysicists. The scientist Stephen Hawking said God doesn't exist, but this 11-year-old genius named William Malice is out to prove him wrong by doing just that. William may have looked like an ordinary baby right up until he started speaking in full sentences when he was just several months old. According to his father, William would grow up to do even more than that. Born in Pennsylvania, William proved himself different from his peers at every moment of his life. At the age of 21 months, William understood addition. He solved multiplication problems by the age of 2, and at the same time, he was reading children's books. If reading wasn't enough, which it wasn't for William, he wrote his own 9-page short story called Happy Cat. When William turned 4, he learned Greek, solved algebra problems, and studied sign language. By the age of 5, he read a geometry textbook over 200 pages in just one night. The next day, he was solving circumference problems. When William turned 9, he graduated high school, yes, high school, in May 2016. William then enrolled in Carnegie Mellon University in the fall of 2017. William was raised within the Christian faith by his mother and father. William's father, Peter, is a Greek Orthodox priest. If William's life wasn't accomplished enough, he aspires to be an astrophysicist and use science to further his faith. He wants to disprove the theories of Albert Einstein and Stephen Hawking by using science to prove God exists. Stephen Hawking once said, "Before we understood science, it was natural to believe that God created the universe, but now science offers a more convincing explanation. I want to be an astrophysicist so that I can prove to the scientific world that God does exist," William shared. When asked about his goal, William shared that there's these atheists that try to say there's no God, when in reality, it takes more faith to believe that there's no God than it does to believe that there is a God, because it makes more sense that something created the universe than that the universe created itself. How wonderful that William recognizes that his intelligence is a gift from God and that he wants to use those gifts to honor him. Everybody has gifts from God. "I was gifted with knowledge and science and history," William says. Aside from all his intellectual milestones, William's parents say he's just a normal kid. He likes video games, sporting events, technology, and television shows. William's future is bright, and if his past speaks to his ability, then he'll be doing big things in his life and sharing a lot of knowledge with others. One day, he may be the one who is able to prove to the scientific atheists how science helps us to understand God rather than disprove his existence.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.